This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Lord God Almighty, I give you the honor and the praise and the glory, especially for these words that you are giving me from Psalm 91. I pray for your anointing, Lord God, to fall upon me as I deliver your word and to fall upon those who are listening, either by the radio live right now, Lord, or by the repeat, or from the podcast on Podbean. Father, I give you the glory. In Jesus' name. We're looking at Psalm 91. And we're going through this psalm on these daily devotional specials, verse by verse by verse. And we come to verse 9, but I have to join verse 9 and 10 together, because right after verse 9 and the word shelter, there's a comma, meaning it continues. So I have to go on. I know, I wish I could just do the one, but I can't. There's a comma there. If you make the Lord your refuge, listen to this statement. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your house. What a statement. What a statement. You know, I wish I had a trumpet, because if I had a trumpet, I would herald first of all and I go, and then I'd make this declaration. I feel like opening a scroll and standing on the battlements of a castle, looking down at the moat and looking at the soldiers that are coming toward me and toward the army. Yesterday we were looking at, or rather a couple of days ago, we were looking at, though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. And we had that picture of a battlefield. Well, now picture this. There is a huge castle with the battlements all the way around it, and there's a moat there as well, and the army is coming toward this huge castle. And there you are, standing on the very top, and you are declaring in a loud voice, opening the scroll, and the trumpeters herald, and you shout with a loud voice, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. Therefore, all the people there make that declaration and they make that decision that that is what they're going to do. They are going to make the Lord their refuge. They are going to make the Lord, the Most High, as their shelter. And therefore, the marauding soldiers that are coming toward them are not going to conquer them. That word conquer, I love. I love that word conquer. That word simply means to overcome, to conquer, to win. I love it. I love it so much because it says everything. The psalmist has used these words incredibly well through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that Moses wrote this psalm. And Moses was dealing with 1.5 million people as they came out of the captivity of Egypt. All those Israelites, they came out, 1.5 million of them. And so I believe Moses knew exactly what he was saying here. And I believe he was looking at these people and thinking, you're not doing it right, you're making a mess of things, and that is because you are not making the Most High your refuge, your dwelling place. Another version uses the word dwelling place, the place where you live. If you make the Lord your dwelling place, your refuge, where you live, where you are right now, if you do that, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil is going to conquer you. No evil is going to win over you. And you could well have a problem with a specific sin. I'm talking about drinking. I'm talking about gambling. I'm talking about sexual sin. I'm talking about 101 different things. You may well have a problem. But if you've got a problem, look at this today. See what it's saying to you. I cannot preach this loud enough. I cannot get more excited if I try. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you're going to make the Lord today your dwelling place, and it means total and utter commitment to Almighty God, it means that there can't be any second place. God will not be put in second place. He needs to be in number one position in your life. Now, you may well look at your wife, or you may well look at your husband and say, you know what, I love my wife, I love my husband so, so much. They have to be number one in my life. No. No. God gets that glory. God is number one in your life. And there are times when you need to know this. And that time is right now. Because I know you're listening and you're saying, David, oh boy, that's hard. It's not hard at all. All you need to do is make that declaration and say, Lord God Almighty, you are number one in my life, because if